You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. If you frequent downtown Chico at all, you may have noticed the new metered street parking rules. While the rates have inched up, it now costs $1 an hour to park in the metered spots downtown. Enforcement doesn't go up until 9 a.m. instead of the old time of 7 a.m. This means if you left your car downtown overnight, you now have until 9 a.m. to pick up your car before you risk getting a ticket. Of course, parking downtown on the weekends and weekdays after 6 p.m. is still free. So why don't you come downtown and spend your money in the local economy instead of making that next purchase at Amazon.com? Keep that money local. It benefits the entire county. And speaking of trying to make money, there is a new law in California regarding private contractors that takes effect this year. The new law is aimed at companies who classify their workers as independent contractors, mainly ride-sharing companies like Lyft and Uber. When you're a driver, you're not an employee, even though companies like Lyft and Uber could not be in business without those drivers. Drivers supply their own cars, do not get any benefits such as paid holidays, health insurance, or sick days, and have to pay all their own taxes and Social Security. There is now a three-part test to see if the person is truly an independent contractor or an actual employee who should get the benefits from the company hiring them. Number one, is the worker under direct control and direction from the hiring entity? If so, that person should be classified as an employee. Does the worker perform work that is in the normal, usual course of the hiring entity's business? If so, then that worker is also an employee. Does the worker engage in other outside work in that same nature of the work performed for the hiring entity? If not, then that worker is an employee, not an independent contractor. There are exceptions for the following businesses: barber, cosmetology, and beauty shops, physicians and surgeons, attorneys, architects, and engineers and accountants, but not independent journalists. And while independent journalists usually meet qualifications 1 and 3 for being an independent contractor, they also perform work that is in the normal, usual course for the hiring entity, meaning the newspaper, radio station, or magazine can't survive without journalists doing journalism. But most public radio stations, magazines, and newspapers have very thin margins and can't afford to be sued over this law or the penalties that come with it. And I doubt any of them can hire all their freelancers as employees. Most likely, they're just going to stop hiring these freelancers in the first place, which hurts the independent contractors and journalists, and it hurts the independent spirit of journalism. For KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, I'm Matt Fidler.